Oh, good morning, Interbet team, and welcome. Getting to the final stages of the World Cup, Women's World Cup Cricket, 7:30 tonight. You can bet and play England, South Africa. Let's go and put one over those English and beat Australia in the finals. We've beaten them already. We know how to beat them. Let's go and beat them again. Let's get into the racing. We're at the Vaal, Thursday, the 2nd of July, on the main track. 22 pentometer, 4 meter at the 600 meter mark. That's around the bend, but down the straight, there's 10 meter spurs on the outside and inside rail. We've got some big fields with lots of young horses running. Very difficult car. But let's kick off with the first. The two backed horses are 7 and 8, both first timers. Watch for follow through and see what happens. The favorite, the hot favorite, Au Contraire, was scratched. So look very closely at 7 or 8. As far as the bipod is concerned, I think you're going to have to put in 3. That might be the best racehorse. 5 and 10 might improve as well, but all of them look moderate. Race 2, Maiden Juvenile played for the fillies. It's 1,000 meters. Your hot favorite here, 7, Midnight Special. Very good first run. Took a terrible drift in the betting and expected to improve and win and should be a banker here. 10, Satisfied, might improve, as well as 2, Caladrius, with the 2.5 claimer. He rode the last time around much better. Versatility has changed stable. That might be an improver as well. Race 3, Maiden Plate, 1,800 meters. This is the one race around the bend. Epidarius has run very well as 2 starts for Mowing, and all the pundits have pointed out Mark Kahn's horses improved markedly since they've moved to new stables. 3, Evening News, was just behind Epidarius, about a length and a quarter behind. Now gets Blinkers, might improve it enough to be able to win. And the only other horse is Cover Charge, 4th start in basically 5 weeks. For a 2-year-old, that is quite exceptional. Race 4, Merry-rated handicap, 1,600 meters. Well, here I would make this horse an absolute banker, number 2, Quick Freeze. Everything looks right for this horse. But if it gets beaten, it might be the newly moved Grand Canaria. This horse is so far ahead on the speed rating. I've never seen this, and looked like it needed its run quite badly last time. I'm going to put that in as well to my bigger perm-dwelling banker in Quick Freeze. A number of others got a chance. Stable Companion Force, Plumleek's got a chance. Dark Silver, War Reporter, Bristol Hercules, 1-2 in a row. Race 5, Merry Rate of 66. They go 1,500 meters. I thought that you needed about 4 horses here. 3, Princess Lola. Good last run. Looks like an improver. Sammy Alberta takes a 2.5 off again. Golden Aspen, who keeps coming up in front of all these other horses. She's a 7-year-old with 104 runs, but Van Rensburg ridden her 56 times for 8 wins. He knows exactly what to do. She's a course and distance winner. Got to be really good value in the race like this and at 6-1. And I would think that she'll drift further. Then you have the 2-year-old Captain Cooper, who's a maiden, but really nice last run in a really nice race. So he might have some class, this horse, and as a result, put him in. And then the KwaZulu-Natal Raider, Gardener's Pride. I think this course will suit him absolutely perfectly. He's 33-1. Put him into all your play. One extra, maybe Sheets and Goggles, because it gets Craig Zaki. Race 6, Divided Fillies and Mares. They go 1,400 meters. Russian Nobility, number 6. Zaki and Houdelakis probably end up following up again. Goes into everything. But there are a couple of others we need. 1, Sonic Jet, course and distance suited, gets a claimer, 4 kilos. That's going to help her a lot, and she's well suited to this. And Warning Sound, who since they brought back to sprinting, as I said last time, she'd win, and she did again because she's a sprinter pilot. It's really a nice stay, as we thought. Expect her to go well again with Mikel on her, Michaela Mikel. Cape Saffron, this is the other horse I like. 2nd run, it looks like an improver, and I would put it into everything. And then American Beauty, you don't know how much she's going to improve. That's number 9. Race 7, Divided Fillies and Mares, 1,400 meters. I went through this lot. I could not find a winner, and I'm taking the field in everything. I just think that it's a field race. Don Diarchy might be the best improver in the race. Beautiful Rania looks like it might improve. Delaware River, that's number 4. Princess Alaria, gets Lorena, But then there are all types of other horses in here that could improve. But those would be the four that I'd put in the place accumulator. Maybe Pearl in her crown as well. It's a tough, tough race. Race 8, mare rated 66, 1,200 meters. Well, this one we need a couple of horses as well. 4, Iron Will, the raider. This horse has got a lot of pace. Might improve quite a lot here in a race like this. 6, Jet Cat, being really well, this 10-year-old. Ahead of the speed rating, his third run. Look for improvement. He could go well here. Encounter Gold, number 7, improved last start, gets Habib. Daring Act, number 8, ignore its last start completely. And then 9, Lilac Snow. When DeMello jumps on one of Wai Shang Mawing's horses, have a close look. This could be a runner in a race like this. So, all in all, it's a tough card. We'll be back on Saturday for the July. So, have a good one. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet.